This is A Thing and Its Shadow, a Star Wars original trilogy fanfic, written and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is gen, with additional tags for alternate universe, canon divergence, dark AU, force-sensitive Leia Organa, force addiction, episode 4, A New Hope. The story was written and read as part of Remixapod 2021 in response to Bloody Star Rising by Opal Song and Rena Jenkins. Check out that oral notfic. There's a lot of really great stuff happening in there. Summary. The Force speaks in mysterious ways. A young Leia Organa listens. Unfortunately, she doesn't quite know what she's hearing. This changes things. To crave and to have are as like as a thing and its shadow. For when do our senses know anything so utterly as when we lack it? And here again is a foreshadowing. The world will be made whole. For to wish for a hand on one's hair is all but to feel it. So whatever we may lose, very craving gives it back to us again. Marilyn Robinson, Housekeeping. She didn't know what it was for the longest time. As a child on Alderaan in the Royal Palace, her interpersonal interactions were limited. One-on-one private tutors, her aunts visiting in clusters of two or three around the high holidays, winter coming to play under close supervision, and always, always her parents. There were interplanetary ambassadors in the palace from time to time, older and wizened and barely interested in the antics of a preteen princess. And once a moth so crusty with age he looked like tree bark came to one of her mother's charity balls. But the kissing of babies and blessing of ships and breaking new ground for medical centers out amongst the populace were all handled by her father. Leia was not invited, and she didn't think to wonder why. Now, after everything, she's not sure how much of her childhood isolation was to keep the princess safe from others, to protect her privacy and allow her a childhood outside the pressure of the spotlight, and how much was isolation to keep others safe from the princess. And then she wasn't a child anymore. She was a young imperial senator with a chip on her shoulder and a full set of adult responsibilities, making her way through the intrigues of the imperial senate. A miasma hung over the senatorial quarter, something between smog and sunlight and the smell of hot garbage, and it soaked into everything she ate, drank, and breathed. It was worse when the Emperor spoke. Worst when Vader loomed silently in the halls. Pervasive on some level, whether she was in the upper city or the lowest levels. Sometimes the feeling would be nearly unnoticeable. Sometimes she would only notice it in the absence felt after leaving Coruscant's atmosphere. And upon her return, Leia would wonder how she ever could have forgotten it. In hindsight, an ecumenopolis of a trillion people breathing and eating and fucking and dying and living and dying all over again was perhaps not the best place for an untrained Force-sensitive. Things are what they are now, but perhaps something in her might have been left to slumber, had such close proximity to so many lives. So many lives ending, not prodded at the beast. And then she was following in her father's footsteps, running interference and waylaying Imperial resources under the cover of charity work and mercy missions to underserved Imperial worlds. Sometimes she'd feel it off Coruscant, that tingle down her spine or that pressure in the back of her throat when the work went tits up. Sometimes it was a twitch in her fingers, and her blaster trigger moved just a bit more smoothly. Then came a mission that went more wrong than usual. Leia never intended to level an Imperial garrison and its entire sleeping population while dismantling a particular weapons depot for the rebellion. But the bombs couldn't be defused, and at least a dead stormtrooper can't get back up to keep shooting. Odd that the familiar sweet rancid smell of hot garbage lingered over the wreckage, though. She'd expected burning remains to reclick carbon scoring. Time passed. She returned to Coruscant, to Alderaan, to the depths of hyperspace where nothing smelled like anything, and there was no pressure in her sinuses. Once or twice, she missed the ache in her belly, that tangled-up knot of hunger and arousal and pressure all at once, but only once or twice. There was so much to do, enough to distract and overwhelm even the most organized of minds. But every so often, she noticed the pressure by its absence. The rebellion grew, and so did Leia. Until one great and terrible day, when she stood on the bridge of the Death Star, and Vader dragged that miasma into her space at the hem of his cape, pressing it down her spine from where his too hard hand gripped her shoulder. She watched with horror and heartbreak as her home was destroyed, and somewhere in the pit of her gut, she felt a hunger. Maybe that first green rush, more and beyond the individual stormtrooper deaths on Lothal or the Citadel's worth of staff on Scarif, deeper and ringing louder than the background radiation of all the death, life, death outside the walls on Coruscant. Maybe it was this moment that tore open the pit inside her. Heartsick as she was, devastated as she was, something hungered in that moment. All at once, in that cold glass bubble of Tarkin's technological terror, heat and peace leeching away to the void of space, Leia felt the sunlight pressing down, and the smell all around, and the smog creeping in. It was the twitch in her fingers, and the pressure in her throat. It was the familiar tingle down her spine, and the scratch in her nose, and the twist in her belly, presence overwhelming absence as if nothing had ever been missing. It was a thousand voices crying out in horror, and amongst the chorus of suffering, it was the tiniest whisper of yes. It was the strongest hunger Leia had ever felt. And she felt in her bones that one day, someday, she would do whatever it took to sate that hunger. She hasn't quite managed it yet, worlds and wars away from that day, but maybe someday. She just needs to keep trying. The end. Reader's notes. So I took the idea from Bloody Star Rising that Leia gets a kick in the Force whenever death happens around her, but she gets it more from organizing other people to do things at her request than from doing the killing personally. And I wanted to sort of explore how that might have formed as she's growing up, with the idea that, like, baby Leia, her parents are keeping her away from everyone because they don't want to explain about the Force and put her in danger from your parents were Jedi and put her on the Empire's radar for having the Force. So, like, plus the fact that, like, you know, the palace is isolated from everything else and not, like, in the middle of everything. So this idea that, like, if her parents are deliberately not explaining and she's not interacting with a lot of people, then her first real rush of everything going on around her would have been when she moved up into Coruscant, which has more people living and dying every minute than possibly the whole population of Alderaan, and how that might have shaped Leia's first, like, with all of that, you know, death and the dark side and everything, how that might have, from Vader and the Emperor, how that might have shaped the way she interacts with the Force. Writing's not my strong suit. Spitballing ideas and making somebody else write things is my strong suit. But Remixapod was like, hey, we need a pinch hitter. And I was like, hey, I love this AU that Opal Song and I came up with. Let's explore it a little bit more. And then I did. But yes, please, feel free, listener, stranger, random person reading this AU, to continue riffing off of this. We would love to see how you take it, twist it, run with it. Yeah, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.